Menachos chapter 7, Mishnah 4. Nesachim shikachu b'kliv v'nimtzais hazevach pasul. So while we're dealing with all of the things that accompany the Todah offering, so the drink offering, the wine libation that accompanies the offering. So what happens if it's been sanctified in the vessel? Because at that point it becomes sanctified. They poured it into a service vessel, and then they offer up the animal, and then what do they find? That the animal is unfit, right? And actually brings up here that it's actually not that it's not improper slaughtering, but the animal's unfit because they do the incorrect blood sprinklings. So they get it wrong, the Kohen gets the blood sprinklings wrong. So now what? Says the Mishnah, Im yesh sham zevach acher, if there was another communal offering over there, we learn out, not an individual, but another communal offering of the same type, yikrivu imoy, the wine libation can be brought with that other offering. So you can take this wine libation that was supposed to be for this offering, and you can use it for that offering over there. But he brings over here in the commentary that's only if that offering has been slaughtered. Only if it's already been slaughtered, meaning it's been slaughtered but hasn't been offered up yet. And now you can bolt on this wine libation onto that animal, right? And then it won't go to waste. Then love, but if not, then you pass lubelina, then they would leave the wine overnight, and then it would become invalidated with a disqualification called lina, that it's laid overnight, and then they would take it out and they would burn it. So they would leave the wine libation overnight, let it become disqualified, then they would take it out to the place of burning. Vlad Toida, the offspring of a Toida offering, so a Thanksgiving offering, it's been designated as a Thanksgiving offering, and then it gives birth. So now you've got a Vlad Toida, it's called. And that animal also had to be offered up on the altar. Utmurasa, or it's Tmura. So Tmura, there's a whole Masechta we're going to get to on Tmura. But what Tmura is, person designates an animal as a Toida offering, and then he brings another animal, and he says, I want to substitute this animal for that animal. So what we're going to learn actually happens is they both become holy, and they both have to be offered up on the altar. So Tmura offering, v'amafrish Toidaso, v'avda, or someone separates an animal to be a Thanksgiving offering, then he loses it. The hifrish acheres tachter, then he say designates another offering, and then they find the original one. So now he's got two. Okay. So in all of these cases, einan turnin lechem, the second animal that's brought doesn't need the bread, right? So the offspring, you've got to bring it up on the altar, but you don't need to bring 40 loaves of bread. The substitute animal you've got to bring on the altar does need 40 loaves of bread. And the second animal that you've separated, because you thought you lost the first one, also has to be brought on the altar, but you don't need to be bread. And he brings the pasuk, a verse in Vayikra, Shneimar, it says, Vehikriv al zevach hatoida, that you will offer bread with a Thanksgiving offering. Hatoida to an alechem, which comes to teach us that the Thanksgiving offering itself needs bread, v'lo vlad, but not its offspring, v'lo chalifasa, not its v'lo tumarasa to an alechem, not its substitute, or another animal that you brought in its place. They don't need the bread. So that is the halacha.